to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, featuring one of America's most tenured gardening broadcasters. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
All right, Mary, thank you very, very much, and welcome back to our second hour for this Sunday morning. A quick reminder, I'll be in Athens at Kane Center. C-A-I-N, those of you in Athens know that. And I will be there from 6 until 9 on February 23. And I'll be speaking probably 7 to 9. I don't know what exactly they have in plan in store for me. But that's when they have retained my services. And it's a part of Keep Athens Beautiful. And then they are having a wonderful home and garden show on Saturday at Kane Center. And that will run from 9 until 3. So I hope you'll come out this coming Thursday at Kane Center in Athens. It's my second time to be invited there, and I'm very, very grateful for that opportunity. I use these speaking engagements as a fundraiser. I don't keep any of the proceeds personally. They are given to the McKinney Education Foundation in support of Serenity High in McKinney as a fundraiser. And I'm very thankful when people are willing to do that. And Athens is just a great, great town. So looking forward to seeing you in Athens this Thursday at 6 to 9 or, whatever part of that fits. Let's see. Right now we have Steve Huddleston. Steve is the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, and he is my friend of long standing. He also is an author, and he is also a very fine horticulturist and a TV star from time to time. Right, Steve?
Well, more so in the past than now.
Well, no, I don't know. Wait, Diggins coming back in, so
yes.
we'll make you a star again.
Okay.
That is the highest level of stardom.
Oh, I'm sure.
A guest appearance on Diggin TV, 6 a.m. on Fox 4 TV, Saturday mornings. I do what I can do for you, Steve.
Well, thank you.
You may need a new agent.
Okay.
Let me ask you what's going on at the Botanic Garden.
Well, you know, it's just amazing how many things bloom during the winter. Of course, now we're getting close to spring, but we've got a number of things blooming. One of them is rosemary. They just seem to shine this time of the year. This is a woody shrub, really. It's an herb, of course. It's evergreen, and it can be anywhere from 3 to 6 feet tall, depending on the cultivar. It has resinous, needle-like leaves that emit a wonderful fragrance when rubbed between the fingers. And right now, they are covered with small lavender blue flowers. We have a variety in front of the Rock Springs building called Gorizia. It's a very robust cultivar.
Sounds like it.
Yes. I mean, it's a good, 3 to 4 feet tall, and it's just covered with blue flowers, and rather large flowers at that. So it's a nice thing this time of the year.
Steve, a couple of comments I'll make on rosemary. I think Madeline Hill and Gwen Barclay, her daughter, I think Madeline told me once that the upright varieties are more winter hardy in most cases than the trailing types. And, you know, we just got rezoned up about two counties in hardiness zones about 2 weeks ago by the USDA. And I still don't trust things like Wheeler's Dwarf Pittosporum and Variegated Pittosporum and Gardenias and others. But when I think about a plant that almost made it for me many, many years and only occasionally died out on me, it's rosemary.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is one that really does now have a better chance at being used. It's used as a small shrub.
Yes, exactly.
And it's a beautiful plant that does have that incredible aroma. So thank you for bringing that up. Gorizia. Do you see that in the nursery trade? I don't see that.
Well, it is out there, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be, or you wouldn't have had it.
Yeah, exactly.
There are a lot of different rosemaries, but usually the taller ones tend to do a little better, and they are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Winter Daphne. Daphne odora. Wow,
yes.
That kind of tells you something, doesn't it?
It does. And this is a wonderful little shrub, not terribly common at all. We've got a small one in the fragrance garden that is behind the Rock Springs building. This is a small evergreen shrub native to China. It is hardy in Zone 7. It can get up to 4 feet tall, but my goodness, they're very slow growing. And what we have in the fragrance garden is only, maybe 12, 15 inches tall at most. Anyway, it has clusters of small pink flowers that are extremely fragrant. They bloom in late winter and early spring, and this is a shrub that does well in part shade, and it's certainly worth looking at.
All right, I agree with you. And another plant that has really caught on big time in the last probably 15 years is Laura Petalum, or fringe flower. Tell us about that.
Well, we have those blooming throughout the garden. We have several different varieties. Many of them get up, 6, maybe even 8 feet tall. There are some dwarf varieties, but even they may get up to 4 feet tall, except for Purple Pixie, which only grows about 2.5 feet tall, or maybe 2 feet tall. But They're evergreen, or I should say ever purple, because the foliage is burgundy or purple. And right now they have little fringe-like flowers, clusters of fringe-like flowers that are hot pink, raspberry colored, very pretty.
That's really pretty. Do you ever see iron deficiency in the gardens on that plant?
Yes, I have seen some.
It's been limiting for me at my home on Laura Petalums. I have one left. I thought I got rid of all of them, and I found one the other day. So it will not be around much longer because I just don't want plants that I have to baby.
Right.
But in the right setting, that is the most spectacular shrub, and it really is caught on big time. Got another question, on the spot question for you. A plant you've never mentioned and probably never will, but I'm just curious how you tell people when you're doing a landscape plan for people. Lilacs, Persian lilacs in Texas. What do you tell somebody who says, I just got here from Chicago, I want lilacs?
Think of something else.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, as a substitute, maybe Vitex.
Yeah.
But
lavender crepe myrtle or something that gives you that same color.
Yeah, not lilacs, no.
Yeah, the problem with lilacs here is that they are stunted at best, and here meaning Dallas, Fort Worth, and northward, and south of Dallas, Fort Worth, you just don't have a prayer with them.
No.
Steve, have you had the experience that people argue with you? So, man, I can grow them. My aunt grew them. And, you know, you'll write that, and then you'll get something from somebody out on the right wing somewhere, not political wing, but just off the side wing, saying, well, I grow it. You're crazy. And they get all incensed about it. And all I ask is take a photo of the lilac that you're seeing and then have somebody send you one from Des Moines.
Yeah.
And let's see how these look.
Yeah, we did have one in the garden, but we lost it. It just could not hang on.
Same thing happened. I worked at the Texas A&M Center, and there was one planted in 1940 at the Texas Research Foundation on Coit Road, and A&M took over in the early 70s. I worked out there for 5 years, and 10 years later, it finally just gave up, and it was 4 feet tall when it was planted and 4 feet tall when it died. That's what happens. All right, Steve, I didn't mean to drag you into my abyss there, but hey, welcome to the caverns.
Yes.
How does somebody find the Botanic Garden?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right, and you can follow the butterflies. In fact, butterfly exhibit coming up here in a month or so. We'll give you a lot more information on that, but follow the butterflies that are out there right now for those beautiful early spring flowers. FWBG.org is the website for all kinds of information, and then finally, your 24-hour information number is?
That is 817-871-7686.
Steve Huddleston is one of our consultants at my home landscape school, and he's just fabulous. Anybody who gets him is getting the best. And thanks for another great year of the landscape school.
Thank you. Steve,
you're a dear friend. I appreciate you.
All right.
Talk to you later. That's the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. His report sponsored today by Sunburst Shutters. If you're thinking about replacing your old window treatments with beautiful plantation-style shutters, Sunburst Shutters is the place to call. We did. That's all in one breath. We did. And the sentence before. We called Sunburst Shutters, and when that happens, one of the fine sales reps from Sunburst Shutters will come to your home and measure every window where you might be interested in having Sunburst Shutters installed, and to give you an estimate right then. They'll bring samples with them to show you how they would look in the window. It's amazing, because then you get to see the different impact that a 2.5 or a 3.5 or 4.5 inch louver will have, not only on your visibility out into your garden, but also in how it matches up with the rest of the room. Maybe you have pleated something or other somewhere, and they'll tell you that the 2.5 inch louver looks better with that. And or maybe they say, you know what, you have such a beautiful yard, the 4.5 inch louver will let you see it with so few lines. I love this company, and I love this product, and you know what? They made me look like a hero because I bought it for my wife. It wasn't a Valentine gift or anything like that, but it might as well have been. She likes them so much. Sunburst Shutters, made of polywood, a man-made product that doesn't crack or warp or split or peel or it's even color fast. They also do wood shutters. They do it all, and they're the best. 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601 on the web, sunburstshutters.com. Sunburst Shutters.
Call Neil now, 214-787-1820 or or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227.
All right, thank you, Mary. And we have one line open, so give us a call. We go to Greg in Terrell right now. Greg, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hello, Neil. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How can I help you?
About a year and a half ago, we bought our house here in Terrell, and it's got about probably 500 to 600 square feet of Asian jasmine. And we have some neighbors last year about this time. I noticed they've got a professional landscape crew that maintains their yard, and that crew cut their jasmine back. It could be about 3 or 4 inches. So I was going to see, is that something that you should do to maintain the health of the bed, or...
Doesn't do anything to the health of the bed. It's an aesthetic thing. If you'll remember, last year we had snow and ice storms. We had two of them, and Asian jasmine was browned pretty badly. I even had Mondo grass browned for the first time in 41 years of living in North Texas, just because of an ice pack that stayed on it for 5 or 6 days. This year has not done that to the Asian jasmine, so it's negotiable at this point. I probably will trim mine in the next few days, but not drastically. I probably set the mower on the highest notch and run it across. You have to be careful not to hit edging and other things that are in the bed. Or a gasoline-powered hedge trimmer will work also. But it is, when they did it last year, they were getting rid of the old dried stubble, and it also gives you a nice even surface to the top of the bed, so when the new growth comes out, it doesn't have to cover up that old brown growth, and it also is nice and smooth and just manicured looking. I can make
that
a case.
My next question is does it bring it up even? So.
Yeah. I've never been on a debate team in my life, but in this case, I could take either side and make a very strong case. It doesn't do anything to improve the vigor other than get the dead leaves out of the way, and that doesn't improve vigor, just improves appearance. I like doing it. I usually do trim some.
Okay. Is this the right time to do it?
Soon. ASAP. It'll start greening up in the next 2 weeks probably. Mondo grass and liriope, you didn't ask this, but for people who are asking about those, I think this afternoon is about the latest I would go on liriope. It's going to start sending out new candles, and people who want to trim it need to do so immediately. Do not cut new growth because you'll look at square blades all summer. But in the case of jasmine, get it done next week or so.
Okay, great.
Thanks for calling, Greg. Appreciate that. Mary Ann and Garland will be the next call up. Let's get a break out of the way, and I'll tell you about Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Get a one-year new or renewal subscription to my magazine, along with the last day offer of my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar. This is your last chance to get the calendar. You have less than 2 hours to make the call. The offer goes away. We are almost out of calendars. The offer will shut down at 11 o'clock today, so you must call right now. The calendar has more than 12,000 words that tell you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Probably even tells you when to trim the Asian jasmine and liriope back. All of that information in the calendar, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bullets telling you when to do things, a lovely wall calendar. I save my best photos each year for the calendar, but it is on its last call today. Will not be extended. You must call before 11. $38.95 for the full year of the magazine and the calendar and all that information. Satisfaction guaranteed to every penny. I'll refund any penny, all pennies, if you're not happy. But you must call before 11 today. We have extra people at the office. Every phone has somebody sitting right beside it waiting for it to ring right now at 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. There's a $3 postage charge on the calendar beyond that. 1-800-752-4769. Call before 11.
At Creative Water Gardens, the largest water gardening center in North Texas, you'll find more than an acre of ponds and aquatic plants. Their wonderful selection of aquatic plants such as tropical water lilies and lotus are just what you need to beautify your pond. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, closed Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website, creativewatergardens.net, or call 972-271-1411. Creative Water Gardens, 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
Beautiful place. Thank you. Busy Bees Pest Control. I hope you'll call them. You need their help. Owned by Leland and Lisa Morris, they've been in business since 1967. And since 1997, they've grown from a small company with three employees to a full-service pest control company with a staff of 50 people. That staff includes licensed technicians, certified applicators, a sales staff, administrative staff, management team, and two bed bug detection dogs. Now, let me tell you, termite season is at hand, termite swarming season. We have had them out to begin looking at our magazine office. I suspect we may have some termites in that, and we're going to use their services from Busy Bees. You just have to protect your investment in your home, or if you have a business in your buildings. It's just critical, and Busy Bees Pest Control is the place to call. When I needed a pest control sponsor, and personally I needed a pest control company that I could use, I contacted some friends of mine who would know, who are in government employment, and they said, oh man, you need Busy Bees. They are top notch. Busy Bees can supply their customers the best in pest problem solutions. For more information, call Busy Bees, B-I-Z-Z-Y, Busy Bees, 972-416-9404. 972-416-9404, Tarrant County, 817-838-7311, 817-838-7311, or toll-free, 1-800-INSECTS. On the web, busybees.com, BIZZYBEES.com.
Get an early start on the season with great John Deere deals from AgPower. All riding equipment is now on sale. Mowers, tractors, and gators. Like the new 550 Gator Series, starting at only $81.99. Hurry in and take advantage of great preseason prices like these. They won't last long. Stop into AgPower today for a test drive and feel the power of John Deere for yourself. Find the location nearest you online at ag-power.com. Offer ends 4/30/12. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for details.
Clay soils are expansive and they are contractive. Have you ever watched big cracks develop in pavement, in parking lots, in curbs, in sidewalks when it was really dry? Have you ever watched what happens when the soil gets really wet and those cracks shove together? They heal, but they don't heal. They don't grow back together. In fact, it's like a fault line where they rub together and do just about as much damage as they did when it was dry. Well, your foundation is doing the very same thing. If you've not had Advanced Foundation out to do their free home inspection, there are pretty good odds that you might be having some kind of major damage going on, even with all the rain that we've had recently. If you have seen over the last 2 years any of the symptoms of foundation problems, where cabinet doors and regular doors open and shut unexpectedly, where you see cracks in the side wall of your house or in tile floors or in the sheetrock, those are reasons you would want to call Advanced Foundation Repair. The home inspection's free. The work that they do for you is guaranteed for the lifetime of your home, transferable from owner to owner to owner. They are the best. My sponsor since 1995, and my friends, they've helped us immensely. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair. Back to our phone lines. Let's go to Marianne in Garland. Marianne, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hello, Neil. Thank you so much for all your years of service. I've listened to you, I believe, since 1980.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
I have Carnival and Brandywine tomatoes. Last spring, the plants were wonderful. Fruit, no, none at all, except one from the Carnival in the spring. I always had great luck with Merced tomatoes, but you can't find those. And
no.
I see all kinds of tomatoes out there, but I don't know which ones to try this year.
Well, the rule of thumb is always to go with small and mid-sized tomatoes, which is Merced and some of the others do very, very well. What you want to avoid is any of the big tomatoes. Brandywine is a large tomato, so are Big Boy and Beefsteak and Better Boy. The problem is there's a physiological connection all over the world with the fruit size and temperature requirements for fruit set. When you get large fruiting tomatoes, they will fail to set fruit when it gets above 90 degrees. They will fail to set fruit when it is below 70 degrees. Now, if you're up in the Midwest, there's a lot of the summer when the temperature at night goes to 70 or 71, and the daytime temperature is at 85 or 88. And in our area, we had nighttime temperatures in the mid-80s last year, so there just wasn't going to happen for these things. Last year was the worst tomato year I've ever encountered, so even the small and mid-sized fruiting tomatoes had a challenge in Texas last year. But generally, if you'll go with red cherry or the yellow pears, or if you'll go with Celebrity is a good variety most years. And then the 444 Texas A&M variety. I have not seen the recommended list from the vegetable specialist yet for Texas A&M. I'll bet it's out there because the growers would have to have it. I'll do some looking. I hadn't even thought about it. I've been working on some other things on water conservation, but let me do a little homework and see if anything has changed. The problem is that a lot of our older varieties were taken away from us when seed companies began to consolidate. They said, you know what? We are no longer interested in these old generic tomato varieties. We're done with them, and we want our expensive hybrid seeds that we're growing to be the ones that we sell. And so a lot of the older hybrid types went by the boards for the new shiny ones that only they could grow. And it's sad because that's where we began to lose Spring Giant many years ago and all the way through a lot of these others. Porter tomato is always good, and it's inbred, so all the seed comes true. Marianne, you're still there, Marianne, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah, I kind of gave you a Sunday morning sermon on that thing. Didn't mean to do that. A dialogue's always good in talk radio. The other thing that I will tell you is that I am not an heirloom tomato purist. I don't think you have to use inbred tomatoes. I think hybrids are just fine and very productive. It's just that it's kind of hard to find some of the ones that will do well in our part of the world. The breeding work is done for the cooler climates. So I'm now officially through for a moment.
So the 444 is a good variety?
That's a great one. That's an A&M developed variety, and it's a very good one.
Thank you.
You bet.
So much.
We'll have some others. I'll be talking about others in the next week or two. Appreciate your call very much. Let me go to, we're going to take a break, and then I'll get the rest of the calls that are on hold right in the next segment. It's the long segment. Let me tell you right now about the folks at Bonide and the Bonide ProZone Weed Beater Complete. If you want a perfect lawn, you need to stop weeds before they take over. Bonide makes that happen with ProZone Weed Beater Complete. Weed Beater Complete is a total lawn weed control product. It prevents weed seeds from germinating. It kills weeds that are already there. Tough grassy weeds like crabgrass and broadleaf weeds like clover, creeping charlie, and dandelions are no match for Weed Beater Complete. In fact, Weed Beater Complete kills more than 200 hard-to-kill grassy and broadleafed weeds. Weed Beater Complete works through the roots and the shoots of a weed, killing it before it can get started. It kills after they start to grow. Available in convenient granular form for easy spreader applications. Don't let weeds take over your lawn. Get Bonide ProZone Weed Beater Complete for a picture-perfect lawn. Find Weed Beater Complete at Foreman's Feed in Colleyville, D&L Farm Supply, North Texas locations, and Meter Nursery in Denton, or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. While you're there, download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for your iPhone or Android, or download it directly to your computer. That's Bonide ProZone Weed Beater Complete.
Opinions, ideas, agreements, disagreements. This is Life on your radio. 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
The Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano is home to the Baylor Scoliosis Center, a world-class facility. What is scoliosis? It's a disorder of the spine in which the vertebrae actually rotate and a curve is created in either the upper or the lower back. The Baylor Scoliosis Center has been caring for adolescent and adult scoliosis patients for more than 7 years now. The Scully Score test is the first genetic test to help provide physicians and parents with insight into the possible progression of your child's adolescent idiopathic scoliosis. To perform the Scully Score test, a member of the physician's office team team takes a saliva sample from your child. It's sent to a lab for analysis. Physicians receive results within 2 to 3 weeks, and the information is used by your physician to help create a personalized treatment plan for your child. The Scully Score test is appropriate for children between ages of 9 and 13, those with a diagnosis of adolescent idiopathic scoliosis, and children with a mild curve of 10 to 25 degrees. The Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano is where our daughter's life was saved almost 7 years ago, and we were watching the progress of one floor up of the Baylor Scoliosis Center. We knew it was very special. 17 days we were there, and we saw people coming from all over the world. For more information, call 1-800-4-BAYLOR, 1-800, the number 4-BAYLOR, to request a physician at the Baylor Scoliosis Center. On the web, it's thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com. And on your radio right now, it's time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. WBAP News Time 9:32. Ron Paul continues to trail in most polls on who's going to become the next Republican presidential candidate. But on CNN's State of the Union, Paul did not have a lot of good things to say about his opponents, although he did credit Mitt Romney for his management style.
He certainly would have acceptable management style when you consider what I have seen and experienced from the other two candidates. I don't think they qualify there.
Officials in Iraq say more people have died in a suicide car bombing as a group of police recruits left their academy in Baghdad today. Officials say 18 people, all officers or recruits, are dead, 27 are wounded. Party animals from all over the world in New Orleans for the ultimate Mardi Gras experience. And police not messing around this year. Orleans Parish Sheriff Marlon Guzman says they have a new mobile arrest center in the French Quarter.
They can bring a subject right here. We can book them in and then transport them, which allows the police officer to go directly back to ensuring that everybody has a great time at Mardi Gras.
Carnival season began this weekend. WBAP News Time 9:33 now.
Well, no accidents or stalls being reported out there across the Metroplex. You do have some increased pedestrian traffic, though, right around Fair Park in Dallas. They've got the annual color run underway, and they are expecting that to be finished up by about noon today. This report brought to you by Allstate. Only Allstate has auto claim service so good. Now it's guaranteed, the new claim satisfaction guarantee. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate. To learn more or find an agent, visit allstate.com/satisfaction. With a 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Katie London on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Clouds are going to be going away by this afternoon. The high should be around 60. The clouds are back tonight, though, with a low of around 45. There is a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon with a high near 64. And then by Wednesday, Thursday, we're warming up into the 69 to 73 degree range. Right now, we've still got some fog, mist, a cloud or two in the area. 43 degrees at DFW Airport. 9:34, I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Right now at Sweet Jack, get 50% off all 45 Texas Smoothie Factory locations.
Sweet Jack, sweetjack.com.
Recent rains have lessened the drought, and Rubel's plants will have everything the gardener needs to plant your spring garden with confidence. They're planting geraniums in the greenhouses to be ready for your beautiful spring. Their landscape division can deliver and plant all your new plants, and Rubel's staff has been with them for years. The spring planting schedule fills up fast, so don't wait until the last minute to schedule their planting crew to plant spring color. Call 214-744-9100 to schedule. It's time for another dose of Color Star fertilizer on your winter color. Bring an old fertilizer jars for a discounted refill. Don't forget Rubel's wonderful gift store at the Farmers Market location, where they have pots, planters, statuary, and garden decorations of all types. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day of the year. The Farmers Market location is 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas, 214-744-9100. At Lakewood, 7219 East Grand, 214-324-4800. And at 6630 Lemon Avenue, 469-248-2796. Rubel's Plants, where Dallas goes for plants.
Oh, yeah, it is. What a great place. Let me tell you right now about Dallas Plumbing, and that also is a great place. It's also a go-to place for the Sperry family for any of our plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. Dallas Plumbing has been serving the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex continuously since 1903. We went to Dallas Plumbing to get all of the fixtures for our home. That's long before I ever dreamed of doing ads for them. I am the luckiest guy in the world to get to do ads for an heirloom company like this. Family owned and operated for four generations of the Downs family. The top Dallas-Fort Worth plumbing, air, and heat choice by Best Pick Report of Top Quality Home Service Providers, Consumer's Choice Award for business excellence multiple years. Well, no kidding. They just are the best. You know they're black and orange trucks. You've seen them in your neighborhood. They may be out there today for all you know. They do heating and air conditioning. In fact, they are a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Turn to the experts. That's Carrier and Dallas Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning. Their showroom is at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. Open 6 days a week. On the web, DallasPlumbing.com. DallasPlumbing.com, 214-340-6300.
A dependable answer to your gardening question is just a phone call away. Call Neil now, 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, traveling very much. And back to those old phone lines. We have two lines open right now. We cleared a couple. And again, 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP, Verizon, #820. Jimmy in Cedar Hill has been very patient. How can I help you, Jimmy?
Well, good morning. I see two cedar trees right next to each other. They could have been, they were twins. One is healthy, the other, a week or 10 days ago, I noticed that all the leaves were suddenly dead. And I see this all over. Are you there?
I'm sitting here listening.
Yeah, I see this all over my neighborhood. You'll see two trees, one right next to the other, one healthy, the other apparently dead.
Right. Let me try to help you. There are two possible explanations. One that I would give about a 2% chance. I'll get out of the way first. Every year, and don't think that this is your answer, because I don't think it's going to be. Every year about this time, people get concerned that cedars are off color and might be dying. And in the cases of those trees in those years, what they're seeing is pollen. This is the time that it's mountain cedar, but the correct name is eastern red cedar. Pollen is all over the trees, and it turns them bronze. They really do look odd. When you bump them, if you're really allergic to cedar pollen, I wouldn't be the one doing that, but take a stick and bump into it, and you'll just see a cloud of this coming off. All right, so that's the one thing that will happen every year at this time. Now, this year in particular, Jimmy, everywhere you go, you will see red cedars that are going downhill or that went downhill last summer because of the drought. You guys have very shallow soil, and it's highly possible that this plant over here that looks great has a little pocket of deeper soil. That plant over there didn't, or maybe the water just wasn't the same when you irrigated. But I can show you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of red cedars that did not make it through this past summer. And a lot of them, I was telling Steve, my arborist, Steve Hauser, when he was on our property this week, we were discussing the red cedars and the fact that they are succumbing now. It's a delayed reaction. He said, Neil, we're going to see this 5 years from now on other species of trees that just really couldn't hold it alive. They got so weakened by last year's drought that instead of dying in 2011, they will die in 2014. We have to be ready for that. That's what you're seeing is drought damage. It's got to be. There's nothing else that would have done that.
Okay. I thought they were extremely drought resistant.
They are. They are. That's exactly right. And you say, well, how can a plant that is native and so prevalent in this area, how can it die in a drought? Well, they're not drought proof. what happens when you have a drought like this is you lose a bunch of them, but there are seeds that will repopulate, and it'll be another 200 years or 1,000 years or 100 years until we have a drought like that. And therefore, you'll have another round of red cedars. And there are a lot of them that didn't die that will survive. In my hometown of College Station, Texas, I was down there in the fall, and I saw yaupon hollies. I've been in and out of College Station. I lived there 18 years and in and out of College Station all my life, and I've never seen yaupons turn brown, and they were toast. So it's all the drought. Just sit tight. You may have to replace the one you have, but it's still one of the finest evergreen trees we can plant.
So okay, well, the Cedar Elm, they all made it.
not all.
Drought resistant.
Yeah, not all, but in your case, they did. But there are plenty of places where cedar elms didn't make. I mean, it just was a biblical drought. But anyway, hopefully we're past that.
Topic of drought resistant, a Chinese pistachio tree that A&M recommends. Everybody should be warned. I think that they shouldn't plant female trees.
You can't tell them apart.
Well, the nursery should know.
They cannot tell them apart.
They can't. Well, I hear they're invasive down around Austin.
Don't mistake it. Don't mistake it for. I'll tell you what's invasive around Austin is politicians. But I'm sorry, that was uncalled for. My wife is one, so I shouldn't say things like that.
Oh,
but
really?
The Chinese pistachio is coming up. They do come up in yards. And so if we're going to go just compulsive about anything that might germinate and come up in somebody else's yard and therefore be an invasive species, I guess we can't plant oaks anymore or hackberries. We've got to get rid of all the native hackberries because they're the worst invader of all. I understand Japanese privet is the one that is so invasive and regular Amur River privet. I don't like those. And I would agree that those and Chinese tallow in South Texas is a real problem in the West. Wetlands. Chinese pistachio is so modestly invasive and easily controlled. Give me a break. We can't legislate everything, and we're trying to do that. We saw it last year with the invasive water things where we weren't even going to be allowed to have water lilies in our ponds, in our gardens. And it's over the top. We've got to have common sense in this. That's editorial. I didn't do it justice, and I probably misspoke some stuff. But, Jimmy, I got to move on. I really appreciate your call. Dave in Dallas, it's Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm just doing super. How can I help you?
Got a property out in East Texas.
Okay.
South of Tyler, sandy soil.
Okay.
And out on the backyard, they sold this whole pasture, and they're going to do a development out there.
Okay.
Don't want to look at it.
All right, and how much land area do you have around your home?
Oh, it's probably 3/4 acre.
So it's not huge. Okay. All right, how can I help you?
Well, I was trying to take a look at some plants to put across the back to kind of just screen this whole new development.
How tall do those need to be to give you the privacy that you want, Dave? 12, 14 feet, would that be enough?
Yeah, and you had mentioned the rainbow, and it's all sandy soil. Magnolias, hollies, crepe myrtles, and cedar elms.
All right, red cedar, not cedar elm. The ones that I would recommend, cedar elm is deciduous. You'd have 6 months of the year or 5 months that you'd see through it.
I want green.
No, I understand that, and that's why I corrected you and said red cedar rather than cedar elm. That's a lot of people.
Red cedar.
Yeah, a lot of people hear one and think of the other. Crepe myrtles are beautiful, but they would have to be in front of some evergreen because they, too, are deciduous. Your best ones, I think, would be Nellie R. Stevens Holly. You have other hollies that are well adapted to East Texas that would do well. But
we're talking Nellie?
Yeah. Nellie R. Stevens Holly. It gets 10 to 16 feet tall. You can buy nice large plants. It's a good quick grower. It would be very attractive. The quickest privacy that you can get would be Eastern Red Cedar Juniper, but they get big. That's why I ask you how much room you have. And
Got plenty of height.
I'm not talking about height. I'm talking about width. They will get 30 or 35 feet tall, but they also get 25 feet across, and that's going to take a lot of your land area. You have to make the choice, Dave. Let me give you the list of the three or four plants. I'm behind on an ad break, and I've got to, toward the end of the hour, I have to get a little nervous about that. Eastern Red Cedar would be the biggest of the ones I'm recommending, and it would be the quickest. It grows quickly. You'd buy them knee-high or dig them knee-high out of nature, but you'd have to do that very soon now because they're going to start growing. The next plant that I would recommend to you in terms of my choice would be Nellie R. Stevens Hollies, and I would buy 10 or 20-gallon pots and space them 8 or 10 feet apart so that they have ample room to grow. You don't want to crowd them together to get the immediate impact. You want to give them room to grow if you're going to let them go to their full height. You can zigzag these plants, not plant them in a straight row. That would give you privacy more quickly. Third choice would be either Little Gem, G-E-M, Little Gem Magnolia. It gets 30 feet tall, 20 feet wide, or Teddy Bear Magnolia, which gets 20 feet tall and 12 feet wide. Those are my four that I'd recommend. I really appreciate your call. Any good nursery in East Texas can help. Yes,
no,
sir.
I already gave him some of that.
Okay.
And appreciate.
I am glad you called. Good luck with it, and I'm sorry you're having to do that. That's too bad. It's bad when you have to landscape on defense, but I sure understand. Good luck, and thanks for calling. All right, let me get my last break out of the way so we don't run into the news at the top of the hour, and again, I need to tell you that this is your last opportunity to get my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar. We kind of monitor the quantity of calendars we have, and we printed extras this year, and we are now winding down this offer as of 11 o'clock today, so you have an hour and 11 minutes to make this call. You're going to save one-third on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. This offer will not be extended past 11 today. They'll be there a few minutes after. If it's busy, they'll stay there as long as it's ringing, but this offer is going away. You need to call today and don't miss it. The calendar has more than 12,000 words, almost said 10,000. I added 20% more information this year of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. That's a huge amount of information, and it is a beautiful calendar. 29 years we've done the calendar. This is completely revised and a lot of additional information, hundreds of bullets of when to do things, and I think it's my best photos I've ever put in a calendar. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed with this offer. You also will be getting a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. We feature the finest garden writers in the state of Texas. We've been publishing our magazine for 26 years. It's been recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. You get the magazine, the calendar, and all of that information on when to do things. Satisfaction guaranteed to every penny for just $38.95. plus a $3 postage on the calendar. But you must call before 11 today. Last chance will not be extended. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow, spelled with a K, .com.
Black Cow, The Mature Manure Black Cow.
Hello, I am Zach and I am a recovering addict. Before Serenity, my life was miserable. I didn't know which way I was going to turn, where I was going to be, what I was going to do. I was always living for the next drug, the next high, and it really wasn't fun for me. Before a student comes into Serenity, they have to go to an interview process with our principal. When I was in that interview, I was on my last leg and I needed to be in this school. I needed to stay sober. As of today, I am almost a year and a half sober. When a new person comes into Serenity, I am able to share my experience, strength, and hope with another struggling addict so that he or she may benefit themselves. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Why do you want to choose a Texas Nursery and Landscape Association certified professional? Well, do-it-yourself homeowners can trust the Retail Garden Center for dependable horticultural advice. You want a Texas certified or a Texas Master certified nursery professional to give you that advice. They're all over the state, all over the Metroplex. Their advice is timely and it's reliable. Texas Certified Landscape Professionals, that's a newer registration within TNLA. Texas Certified Nursery Professionals and Texas Master Certified Nursery Professionals. They commit to ongoing continuing education required to maintain their certification. Certification is your assurance of knowledge, service, and professionalism. Isn't that great? This is about a 40-year-old project within the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association, and you'll find them all over North Texas. Look for the name badges, look for the emblems of Texas Certified Master Certified Nursery Professionals and Texas Certified Landscape Professionals. You can find a certified professional by going to landscapetexas.org, then click on Find a Vendor. Landscapetexas.org, click on Find a Vendor. This message from the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. Well, I wasn't on the air to say this yesterday, but I'm going to wish a happiest fifth birthday to our beautiful granddaughter, Ella Grace Sperry. Ella was born while I was on the air, and our son and daughter have never known the gender of their babies, and they had two daughters and didn't know if they would have a third or a daughter or a first son. And Ella was born, and they were so proud of Ella. And yesterday was a special day. She had lunch with her mother and father while Grandma kept both of the older sisters and their brand new little brother, Nolan. And they took Ella out to lunch. She came home, and roses were there, and a teddy bear was there. And then Minnie Mouse called and wished her a happy birthday on the phone. And then there was also a video that Minnie had sent. Minnie is her hero, wow, Disney. That's an amazing organization. Ella is my sweetheart. She's just beautiful. And her picture, taken yesterday by me, is on Facebook at Neil Sperry. So if you happen to go there, scroll on down and wish Ella Grace a happy fifth birthday. Happy birthday, girl. I know she's listening now. That's one of the advantages of buying your airtime. You get to do something like that. Next week, it's going to be baptism of Nolan, and it will be Audrey's birthday. This is her birthday present, her request. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have Carol in Granbury. Carol, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How can I help you?
I'm down here at the Granbury area.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have several large, the large type of Abelia bushes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I have been pruning those with hedge clippers. And they're now like a ball of sticks with a very few leaves on them. And I'd like to get some advice from you on how to correct, how to prune them to get them back to their natural look.
All right. What I would do, and I've done that many times with Abelia and with other plants, but having done it with Abelia specifically, I can speak to you. You want to use lopping shears. You want to go back in. And this is the time to do it. It's kind of like a crew cut on a guy growing out. You know how there is a time in there you say, that don't look very good. And you kind of have to grin and bear it, and that's what you're going to have. You'll have a few weeks where your Abelia will look kind of Like, are you going to trim me? Come on. Here, I'd look kind of ugly. What you going to do with me? And just work your way through that. But lopping shears will let you go down into the plant and prune out some of the branches that especially are clubby. If you have a branch that you've pruned four or five times and it has branch after little branchlet after more branchlet sticking on it, looks like a mushroom or something, then you take that out. And you know how they send out those long shoots?
Right.
Encourage some of those to come from down within the plant. Let them grow out to different lengths, out beyond the canopy that you have now. And maybe then at that point you prune them off one at a time so they're not in a ball, but just force them then to branch, but they'll be branching at irregular and different places. Then I would also put an all-nitrogen fertilizer on it, probably in about 2 weeks, to foster that new growth in the spring.
Now, how short can I do this lopping down inside?
Well, you're lopping a given branch back by 18 inches, the one beside it by 8 inches, the one beside it by or around a quarter of a turn around the plant by 27 inches. They're all over the place. I can't tell you because I can't see that specific plant.
So it's like pick pruning?
It is pick pruning at its purest.
Okay.
Yep.
I have one more question, if I could get it in.
Susie and Euless, I'm sorry, I may have to put you on until after the news. Go ahead. What is it, quickly?
Would I have any luck trying to grow blueberries in my area?
Oh, heavens no. Alkalinity is just, it will cost you $80 a pint to grow them.
Okay.
That's the short form answer. Let me go to Susie and Euless and try to help her. Susie, this is Neil. Good morning. All right, Susie, I'm going to leave her on hold. I may have scared her with that comment. We have another hour, and we can get to you. She may have laid the phone down. Folks, we have several lines open now. This is your time to call 214-787-1820, 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Verizon is #820. Please call. We have one more hour coming up right after the news. Please do call. And again, 214-787-1820. We'll be back. Stay tuned, please.